evening all. We left off last night, and we explained that one of the differentiations between a neder and a shua is that when it comes to a neder, you hear someone else saying that they're going to accept this neder, this vow on themselves, and you say, I agree, then that works. But if someone says, I swear, and you say, I agree, without adding any extra language, like saying, that swear, I swear that that should be upon me as well, then it will not work, because the vow we said is upon the object, where the swear is upon a person, and therefore that's why there's a differentiation. The Chinuch adds another note on that same idea. Oh, Efshar Lamar, another possible understanding behind this is ki nichomer neder. The reason why this works, that a person is assumed to have accepted upon themselves the neder in this situation, the vow in this situation, is because a vow in general is considered to be something that is more stringent. Shehu chomer min hashvua, that is considered to be more stringent than a shvua. Sherei dimo oso l'chei hamelech, because when Chazal talk about a neder, they say that it's essentially that making a vow by the life of the king. However, when it comes to a swear, it seems like it's not the life of the king, it's just in the name of the king or something like that, by the king. And therefore, that's the differentiation. And therefore, hechmiru bo lios nispas b'mehir yoser min hashvua. Therefore, Chazal were more eager to say that if a person says, I agree to this guy's neder, that should be accepted upon himself, whereas if a person says, I agree to this guy's swear, if he just uses a simple language like that, then it should not be accepted, because we're a little bit more lenient when it comes to swears and a little bit more stringent when it comes to vows. Now, let's talk about an idea that many of us are very familiar with, and that is, can you annul a vow? Can you annul a swear? So let's see what the Chinuch has to say. Based on this reasoning that we wrote about regarding a shvua, there is clearly a concept that a person has to clearly uphold their swear that they made, just like they believe in the existence of God and they swear in God's name, if you will. Therefore, they have to complete and fulfill their swear. That's how it works. He has no reason. He has no way out. He should not have a way out to get out of this swear that he took, because he believes that he swore that he was going to do this thing. It's the same equivalency that just like he knows God is real, so too I'm going to fulfill this swear. Ella, however, shayam echasteh. Hashem was very lenient with us. He had some mercy on us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that when it comes to mankind, that sometimes we have a certain weakness, whether it be physically or intellectually, and we change our minds every now and again. God gave us a way out, that if we have some sort of a change of heart, some sort of a change of mind, that we can annul our swears. You can't simply just say that I want out. That's not how it works. It's not that easy. Rather, if you can say that, if you can say that this swear was made either like unwillingly or an error, you can give an actual reason for the reason why you want to come out of this swear, then you are allowed to get out of it. Just like we explained in Maseches Shavuos and Nedarim. So we'll just take a few moments to explain what this process looks like. A person can't just wake up one morning, someone who took a swear, and say, I want out, and through his own volition to say, I'm out of it. Rather, it can only be by using the resources that Chazal have given us, and by doing it in front of a wise sage. A person has to come before a wise, scholarly Talmud Chacham. And he has to confess to him that due to some sort of lacking in knowledge of his, he was not aware of something that he has now been made aware of. Because he's now made aware of this new factor, he wants to annul his vow. And he is realizing that this nullification is sort of brought upon the fact by the, since he had some sort of lacking in knowledge, there was a deficiency in his knowledge. And it's not there is like some sort of external thought that he just decided one day that he just wants to annul it. There is an actual reason, a real tangential, tangible backing and understanding why he would want to get out of it. After he makes this confession, and the wise sage who is standing before him, he says, I agree, I hear what you're saying. You're making a good point. That this new matter came to his heart. That if he would have known about this extra matter, he would not have taken this vow. And therefore he regrets making this vow in the first place. This person has the ability to essentially be matir his nether and say that you're forgiven for this. You're forgiven for the swear that you have made. This is like what Chazal say. Who eino meichel? The pasuk says that a person has no right to desecrate his word, and the pasuk therefore is implying that he does not have the right to desecrate his word. But others have the ability to quote unquote desecrate his word, aka others have the ability to forgive his word and say that he's not liable. Therefore, a person does not have the ability to annul their swear unless ki'im besibas shum chidush lanishba. There's some new thing that came to a certain mind that made it nullifiable, if you will. Go into Yomar ilu ha'isi yodea davar ploni lo ha'isi nishba mi'olam, that the person has to be able to say, if I would have known such and such a thing, then I never would have taken this swear in the first place. Shezek ki'ein ones hu, that's considered some sort of an onus, some sort of an unwilling action that if he would have known, he would have done it. He would not have done it. Aval im yomar hatiruni mishwasi below tana, but let's say he just says, you know, I just annul my swear, I don't have a reason, I just want to annul it. Ein koach ba'adam latiru, even though Chazal and God gave all this power to this wise sage to annul it, if there's no actual reason for it, if he doesn't give any explanation for it, even this wise sage does not have the ability to annul his vow. So there's a lot more to talk about on this topic, but for now, we will stop right here.